Tama Tishri, 20th of October, Rabbi Shimon Gurewitz, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha.
Rashi in this week's parasha. Pasuk starts. Eila told us Noach. Noach is tzaddik tom hoy b'deroisa. Rashi's troubled. Eila told us Noach. We're speaking about the generations, the children, the descendants of Noach. We should say Eila told us Noach. Shem chalchom for yofes. The pasuk seems to go off at a tangent. We start off Eila told us Noach, and then instead of discussing his descendants, we start discussing Noach himself. So Rashi says as follows. Eina Todas Noach, Noach ish Tzadik, Hoyl vizkiroi siper bishvoch. Eina Chalama, Todas Noach is Shem Chom the office. Noach ish Tzadik is not Todas Noach. But once we've mentioned Noach's name, then we automatically find it necessary to discuss his praise. And where do we learn this from? Shenema, Zeicher, Tzadik, Livrocha. So Rashi seems to understand that Zeicher, Tzadik, Livrocha obligates us that when we mention and we speak about a Tzadik and the praise of a Tzadik, we should praise the Tzadik. Rashi then carries on with the second pshat, Tova Acher. L'lamedcho she'ikil tovusem shal tzadikim ma'isim tovim. According to the second pshat in Rashi, Noach Ish Tzadik is in fact connected to and an elaboration of the Eila Todas Noach, because the Todas of a Tzadik are not only his descendants, his children, his Maisim Toivim, his good deeds, are also his Todas. Two pshat of Rashi. As we've said, it appears from the first pshat, Rashi understands that Eila that Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha, the obligation of Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha, is to praise the Tzadik. I saw the Moshe Shtembuch, the Sefer HaTorah, Tam Vadas, he says, Rashi seems to have understood, Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha, that to remember and commemorate the deeds of a Tzadik is a brocha for everybody, because then we learn the correct way to conduct our lives. So the idea is to praise the Tzadik, and that will bring brocha, because then everybody will learn and know from the Tzadik how to conduct their lives. There's another Rashi in Parashat Vayera. It's a question that troubled me many years ago. In Perik Yudches, Pesukim Yudzayin, Yudches, Yudtes, the Ribbono Shel Olam is about to destroy Sodom. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam as follows. V'Hashem Oma, Hamachas Ani Me Avrom, Asher Ani Yoisa. Am I going to keep back from Avrom what I'm about to do? V'Avrom Hoyeyi and the Goygov. There again, the Pesukim seem to be going off at a tangent. We're discussing the potential and the upcoming destruction of Sodom, and then he starts giving Avrom brochas. V'Avrom Hoyeyi and the Goygov Biotsu. Says Rashi, what's going on over here? So Rashi in his first pshat says as follows: Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha, Hoyel v'Zkiroi Borchoi. Seeing as he mentioned Avraham Avinu, he mentioned the Tzadik, he had to bless him. Why did he have to bless him? Because the Poskim Mishnah tells us Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha. So he's mentioned Avraham Avinu, Mechasanim Avraham. Oh, the man had mentioned Avraham Avinu. Let me give him a broch. Now the question is how these two Rashi's fit together. There seems to be a different understanding between the two Rashi's as to what is the obligation of Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha. In this week's parasha, Rashi tells us that what Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha teaches us is that when you mention a Tzadik, you have to praise him. Toil bizkiroi, siva bishvachoi. And the Pash Vayero, Rashi's bringing down Zeich Tzadik Avrocha, and Rashi says, Zeich Tzadik Avrocha teaches us that when you mention the name of Tzadik, bless him, bench him, give him a brocha. What's Zeich Tzadik Avrocha teaching us? To praise the Tzadik? Or to be Mavorich the Tzadik? These two Rashi's don't seem to fit together. I look at the Mefolshe Rashi, and I saw the Sefer Maskil the David, that's from David Pado, he lived well over 250 years ago. He asks the question. He asks the question. What he writes is as follows. He writes that the reason why Rashi in our parsha gives a second pshat, because the first pshat's a shver pshat. Why is the first pshat a shver pshat? Because Zeich Tzadik Avrocha L'Chura doesn't mean to be Meshabeach, it means to benched, means broche. In other words, what's written in Parash Vayero is in fact Rashi's, the way Rashi really understands Zeich Tzadik Nivrocha, and therefore he's dissatisfied with his first pshat, because in our parasha we're not benching Noach, we're being Meshabeach Noach, so that's why he sees it necessary to bring a second pshat. Let's see whether we can somehow or other put together the two Rashi's. Must also mention that the Maral in Gur Aryeh and the Levush in Levush HaOira, this week's Parsha, they bring down Rashi and Parsha Vayera, but their version of Rashi is different than ours. Our version of Rashi is, and that fits in very well with the Pasuk, Zeich Tzadik Avrocha Hoyel Vizkiroi Borchoi. The Rebbein Hashem benched him, it was a brocha given. They both bring down Rashi in Parsha Vayera, Hoyel Vizkiroi. Their version of Rashi is Hoyel Vizkiroi Sipel Bishvochoi. In other words, the same way as Rashi says in Parshas Noach that because Noach was mentioned by name, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Meshabeach him, that's the way they bring down Rashi and Parshas Vayera. Rashi and Parshas Vayera. Where was the Shvach over there? The Chura, our version is correct, it was Brocha, not Shvach. So if you have a look at the Hemshech HaPesukim, Pesukim say, Avrom hoy yeh legei godol, why? Ki yedat if the man asher yitzava, es bonav es beiteach, ki yedat es doshen chibo. So I cherish Avrom Avinu because I know he's going to communicate to his household and to the future generations the correct way, v'shom v'derech Hashem. So there is an element of Shvach as well. So if we take the version of the Gur Aryeh and the Levush as being the correct version, then we have no contradiction at all. Rashi in both cases is telling us that Zeich Tzadik Avrocha obligates us to praise. If we have a look in the Gemara Yuma, we'll see what Rashi says over there. The Gemara Yuma discusses the concept of Zeich Tzadik Avrocha. The Gemara says as follows. Zeich Tzadik Avrocha midaraisa mino. Zeich Tzadik Avrocha is a posuk in Mishlei. Where do we see in Torah the concept of Zeich Tzadik Avrocha? It's a posuk in Mishlei. Where do we see it in the Torah? Says the Gemara, we see it in Parshas Vayera, as we've quoted. V'Hashem Omar Machas Ani Me'Avrom. And then the Psukim carry on. V'Avrom Hoyeyi Ele Goy Godel. What does Rashi say over there? Let's see how Rashi learns it in Yuma. Says Rashi as follows. Kiven Sheiz Kir Shmoi Borchoi. Seeing that Avraham's name was mentioned, the Ribbono Shel Olam benched him. So we see Rashi and Yuma clearly says, explains the concept of Zeich Tzadik Avrocha as being Borchoi and not Shvach, which fits in with our version of Rashi. And if that's correct, we have a contradiction between the Rashis. So that's one thing we have to try and resolve. How do the two Rashis fit together? So another question that troubled me, and that's as follows. The Gemara in Yuma is looking for a source in the Torah for the concept of Zeich Tzadik Nivroch. And the Gemara brings the Mekoyer from Parshas Vayera. If we learn Rashi, Rashi has taught us in this week's Parsha that Zeich Tzadik Nivroch is to be found already in Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach comes before Parshas Vayera. Why does the Gemara bring the source from Parshas Vayera and not from Parshas Noach? That we have to understand. Rabbi Kivek and Gilyan Ashas and Yumas writes as follows. Ayin Rashi b'chumish reish Parshas Noach. That's all Ricky Vega says. Heard from my grandfather, very good, which is more than one occasion, that Ricky Vega is not just a reference, doesn't just write references. When he brings a reference, he's trying to be Ma'ir or something, he's trying to ask something. And possibly this is Ricky Vega's problem. You're telling me, the Gemara, that your reference is Parshas Vayero. Have a look in Rashi in Parshas Noah. There appears to be already a reference to Zechzad Yerocha in Parshas Noah. So that's another question that we have to try and answer as to why the Gemara picks Parshas Vayera and not Parshas Noah. I saw brought down in the Sefer Kamoitza Shalom Roth, he brings down over there that the Tvua Shoyer in his Sefer Bechor Shoyer in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Chesam Adalev, asks the question. Why does the Gemara bring down in Yuma Parshas Vayera when we already have a source in Parshas Noach? So he says as follows. He says, Rashi in Parshas Noach brings down two pshotim. Either Zech Tzadik Levrocha, and that's why we say Melechish Tzadik, or Iker Tehil Deseh and Shel Tzadikim, Maisim Toim. So he wants to say, Bisoy Dat Vorem, of course, the first pshat is the main pshat. Rashi starts off with it. But Rashi is telling us that there is another way of learning the Pasuk. So because there is another way of learning the Pasuk, the Gemara and Yuma cannot bring the source from Parshas Noach, because there is an alternative way of learning Pshat in the Pasuk. Therefore, because the Pasuk doesn't unequivocally tell us Zecha Tzad Yerocha, because there is an alternative Pshat, the Gemara doesn't bring Rashi, doesn't bring the source from Parshas Noach. And therefore the Gemara brings the source from Parshas Vayera. My problem with that is that if you have a look in Rashi Parshas Vayera, he also brings two pshatim. There's two pshatim over there as well. He starts with Zech Tzad Levrocha, and he says there's another pshat up Pshuta Shel Mikra, and he brings a second pshat over there. So if there's two pshatim Parshas Vayera as well, why is Vayera any better source than Parshas Mech? So we're left with two questions. Is Zech Tzad Levrocha Mechayev praise, or Zech Tzad Levrocha Mechayev brocha? Question number one, still in Rashi. Question number two, when the Gemara brings a source of Zech Tzad Levrocha min HaTorah, why does it bring Parshas Vayera when we already have Parshas Noach? The Poskim Mishlei runs as follows. Zech Tzad Levrocha v'shem Roshoim Yirkev. The Gemara in Yuma carries on and says, where do we see Shem Roshoim Yirkev in the Torah? Where do we see Shem Roshoim Yirkev rumors to in the Torah? Says the Gemara as follows. That's also a pasuk, actually in Parshas Lech Lecha, in reference to Stoyim. Vayel as Stoyim. So Stoyim is mentioned, and then the next pasuk carries on and says, Ve'anshei Stoyim, Roim, Ve'chatoim, Lashem Moed. So we make a reference to Stoyim, and then we start speaking about their disgrace, their shame, their genai. Ve'anshei Stoyim, Roim, Ve'chatoim, Moed. It would appear from the proof that is brought that Shem Rishon Yirkev isn't Mechayev Klola, isn't Mechayev us to curse the Rishon, it's Mechayev us to speak about their Genai, their Shem. And she's doing Roim B'chatom L'Shem Moed. There's no curses involved there at all. We're just speaking about their bad deeds, their evil doings, their shame and disgrace. So the first thing we have to understand is, if Zeich HaTzadik Levrocha is to bless the Tzadik, you would expect the contrast to be Shem Rishon Yirkev to be the Kabbal Tzadik. Why is Zeich Tzadik Levrocha Mechayev Brocha, if we learn like Rashi in Vayera and Rashi in Yuma, and Shem Rishon Yirkev, the contrast is not really a contrast. It's Mechayev to speak about their shape. That's one question that we have to try and verify. Another question is as follows. If one has a look in the Medrash in Parshas Vayera, in Parshas Memtes, Medrash writes as follows. Reb, when he was leining, or when he was learning or leining, Vinyonei Megillah, when he got to Haman, Bapurim, Oma, Orur Haman, Barurim Bonav. He used to say, Orur Haman, Barurim Bonav. Says the Medrash, why did he do that? The Kaima Shanema, L'Shem Rishoim, Yirkav. So it appears from the Medrash that Shem Rishon Yirkav obligates us to curse. Orur Haman, Barurim Bonav. And you look at the Gemara, we're told that the source in the Torah is Va'anshei Stoim, Roim V'chatoim, L'Shem Mo'id. That Shem Rishon Yirkav is Mechayev only to speak about their evil doings, to speak about their Genai, not Klola. How do we put the Medrash, what the Medrash has taught us, with the Gemara together? In this Kasha, I saw Rabbi Zvi Rosenbaum, Shlita, in his Sefer Ala Torah, Zichron Moshe, he asks this question. How does the Medrash fit together with the Gemara? He leaves it with Tzorech here. There's another Kasha that I will mention, a Kasha that the Meforshim will speak about, both here and in Parash Vayera. We have in the Torah two references to Zecher Tzadik Livrach that we're aware of, that we've discussed at present. One at the beginning of Parashas Noach, and the other one in Parashas Vayera, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is discussing telling Avraham Avinu about Stoy. Now, there's many, many more times in the Torah that Tzadikim are mentioned. Avraham's mentioned, Yitzchok's mentioned, Yaakov's mentioned, multiple times. And if Zecher Tzadik Livrach obligates us, when we mention a Tzadik, to be Mevorachim, or to be Meshabeachim, whichever way you want to learn, why do we only find it on these two occasions? Every time we find a reference to one of the Ovos HaKadoshim, there should be either a Shvach or a Brocha, however you learn. And yet we don't find that. Lavush, the Gurariya, the Maral, in both places, discusses this question. One more question I'd like to ask, and then we'll try to be invited, and that's as follows. We utilize the term Zecher Tzadik Livracha today as well. But we only utilize it in reference to somebody who's already passed away. We then invoke the Pasuk in Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's not a term that we use when somebody is alive. And yet, if you have a look at the Gemara in Yuma, HaMachas Ani Me'Avrom, V'Avrom Hoyeyeyeh, there we invoke the Pasuk Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Avraham Avinu was very much alive at that stage. So it would appear that Zecher Tzadik Livracha is in reference to somebody who's alive. At this stage, Nech was also alive. Ela told us, Noach, with Kodem HaMabul, Nech was alive. So it appears from what we're seeing over here, Parashat Noach and Parashat Vayera, that Zecher Tzadik Livracha refers to an Adam Chai, to somebody who's alive. So what is Pshat in our Anhoga, in our custom of only utilizing and invoking Zecher Tzadik Livracha when somebody has passed away? Zecher Tzadik Livracha should be used in reference to somebody that's alive. So we have, as I said, a variety of questions. Number one, the Stiras Rashi, where the Zecher Tzadik Livracha obligates praise or bracha. Number two, why the Gemara in Yuma brings reference from Vayera, not from Noach. Number three, Shem Rishon Yirke, we have a Stira where it obligates Kola or but it obligates Gnai. And if it obligates Gnai, not Kol, we have to understand how does that contrast with Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Number four, the Rishonim asked, why don't we find every time we mention a Tzadik, the concept of Zecher Tzadik Livracha? We've also got to understand our custom of only utilizing Zecher Tzadik Livracha after a person passed away, when the sources utilize it in reference to somebody that's alive. The Marsha in Yuma, and the Pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Livracha brings down a Rambam. Brings down a Rambam in Ovis, which he says is based on Zecher Tzadik Livracha b'Shem Rishon Yirkev. And he elaborates somewhat on the Rambam. And I think with the Rambam and the elaboration of the Marsha, we can perhaps resolve somewhat the problems that we have posed. The Rambam is to be found in Perik Aleph, the Maseches Ovis. Just bear with me a moment, it's a new Gemara. Yeah, it is. In Mishnah Yud Zayin. So Rambam writes as follows. Rambam says that we are duty-bound to discuss and to elaborate upon the praise of Milas Sichlius, Milas Hamidus, to speak about good character traits and good deeds, Ubignus Hapchisios Mishnei Aminim Yachat, and to speak about the evil of negativity, Lahora Nefesh, in order to be Ma'or people, the Milas to act in the correct way. It carries on the Rambam. For the same token, we have to be Meshabeach HaChashuvim, praise Chashuvim, Ulohoides Maloiseihem, in order that people should understand the correct way to conduct themselves. And to degrade, to demean those Roshoim in their evil doings. In order that people should understand, that's the way to go as opposed to going in a bad way. So the way, and says the Ma'al Shah, the Rambam is basing himself on Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha V'Shem Roshoim Yirv. Tzadik, you've got to be Meshabeach, and a Rosh, you've got to speak about his shame and disgrace. Now, if that's what the Rambam's teaching us, it would appear that the idea of Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha is Meshabeach. There's no mention of Brocha there at all. And the Ma'al Shah picks up on this. Ma'al Shah brings down the Rambam. That he says that must be based on Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha V'Shem Roshoim Yirv. Otherwise, where's the Rambam coming from? And yet the Rambam only speaks about Shvach, he doesn't speak about Brocha. Says the Ma'al Shah as follows. Who in Yin Shekosov, the Rambam, is based upon Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha V'Shem Roshoim Yirv. He says as follows. How does Brocha come in? Mishum de kishemeshabchim tzadikim yivorech oisom. See, he wants to learn as follows. That the ikichiyuv, and the main point is l'shabeach a tzaddik. But an automatic outcome is that when one praises a tzaddik, this will bring one to bench the tzaddik. That's how the Ma'al Shah wants to learn. You mevorech the tzaddik, you meshabeach the tzaddik, and automatic outcome that will be brocha. And he says, if you have a look at the psukim in Parashas Vayera, which is the source for Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, he says as follows. He speaks about his praise and said, "Ki yedatev, I cherish him because he's going to command Bolav of Nei Beis to follow me." Bolav orcho, and that brought the Rebbeinu Shem to be Mevorach Avraham Avinu, Shnema Avraham Chol Yegi Al Gei Gadol. So, be'etzem, if the Ma'al Shah is correct, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha obligates praise, but as a tzitzor, as an outcome of that, is automatically this will bring to brocha. This is the way the Ma'al Shah wants to explain Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha.
In Parshas Vayera, it's the other way around, isn't it?
The Pesukim are by the way around. The Ribbono Shel Olam.
It's the Brocha before.
It's mentioned the Brocha before, but the Brocha is based upon the ultimate praise. Yeah, could be. I saw in Be'er Besoda, it's a Talmud of Rav Dov Pado, he writes as follows in Parshas Yitzvah. He writes, She yisape bishvochoi, umitoikach yovoi yubnei odom levorochoi. Amish the Zelbazach. She yisape bishvochoi, speak about his praise, and through that, people will then be mevorech the tzaddik. In fact, we've got various nuschos in Rashi that come from different sources. There's a nusach in Rashi, a version of Rashi, which is known as Nusach El Kavitz. Actually, the grandfather of the Baal Lechodoidi, he was Matik Rashi. And his Hatoka, when he brings down Rashi in Parash Vayera, the way he brings it down is Hoyl Vizkiroi, Siper Bishvochoi Uborochoi. That's the way he brings it down. Now, if we learn this way, it makes the stira, the contradiction, far less of the stira. The Iki Yisoyed of Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha is Yibdi Meshabeach the Tzadik. It so happens that once you Meshabeach, that automatically leads to a Brocha. As it happens, the Brocha is only mentioned by Avraham Avinu Parshas Vayera. As it happens, in Parshas Noach, we don't find the Brocha actually mentioned in the Psukim. But there's no contradiction between Rashi. Because in both cases, the main point was Shvach, and in both cases, we find Shvach. Noach is Tzadik. In both cases we find Shvach. It should lead to Brocha, and the Brocha actually in Parash Vayera is mentioned in the Pesukim. In Parash Lech it isn't, but there's no contradiction. And we can also understand, if we're correct, why the Gemara brings Parash Vayera, not Parash Noyah. Because Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha means, Zeichet Tzadik means to be Meshabeach the Tzadik, which will automatically bring to Brocha. In Parshas Noach, we don't find the full extent of the Posuk brought out. We only find the Shvach part, we don't find the Brocha part. If you have a look in Parshas Vayera, you have it all there.
The full extent of the possible Zech Tzadik Brocha is borne out in Parashas Vayera. We have the Shvach and we have the Brocha.
So of course, when we're bringing a Makov Zech Tzadik Brocha, we're going to be Parashas Vayera and not Parashas Vayach. We pointed out that Zech Tzadik Brocha obligates praise. Shem Rishon Yirkev obligates praise and Brocha. Shem Rishon Yirkev tells us that we have to speak about their shame. But there's no concept, no mention of klola. Now we ask for the contrast isn't such a problem anymore because Zeichas Hadik Brocha does obligate praise as well as Brocha. But we still have to understand why does praise bring to Brocha and Gnai doesn't bring to klola. So the Mashal speaks about it. The Mashal says as follows. Mashal says, V'shina gab tzadik shiyeh zichroi lebrocha, v'lo yomek ken gab roshoim zichroi leklol. By tzadikim, the praise manifests itself and brings lidei brocha. The klol, by roshoim, the gnai doesn't bring lidei klol. Why not? Because when we meshabech a tzadik, we bless him. But we don't curse a rosha because we hope that he will still do shuva. As it says, yitamu chatoim, it doesn't say yitamu choitim. So we wait for him to do tshuva. If that's the case, I think we can answer Reb Zvi Rosenbaum's kasha, the stira between the fact that Rebbe used to say Or Homan Arurim Bonov, and the fact that our Gemara brings from Shem Rishon Yerkev just the idea of Gnai without Klola. Now, the reason why Shem Rishon Yerkev doesn't bring itself and manifest itself into Klola is because we hope that the person will do tshuva. That's only relevant as long as the person has the ability to do tshuva. So Antri Stoim, at that point in time, they were still alive, the possibility of tshuva exists. As long as the possibility of tshuva exists, we don't curse. Or Rahom Barumi Bono, speaking at Rebbe, centuries after the story of Haman had died without tshuva, his sons had died without tshuva. If that's the case, then there's no reason not to be Mekal. It's a parallel to Zeicha Tzadik Livrocha, the reason not to curse isn't there anymore. And therefore, Rebbe says, Or Haman V'yara Barurim, and in fact, there's a Mefurash of Medrash which supports this. Medrash brings down a bit earlier. Medrash brings down the Brachia and the Bchelba when they used to come to the Pasuk Vasheh Heglo Mi Yerushalayim in the Megillah. They used to curse the Nebuchadnezzar. Shachi Katzomis, his bones should get rubbed out, should disintegrate. The Medrash asks, we've got Sefer Yirmiyah. Say for Yirmiyah, Nebuchadnezzar is mentioned throughout, without a curse mentioned at all. Maishmo, says the Medrash, Shekol Nebuchadnezzar, Shekos of Yirmiyah, Chai Orv Haba. He was alive in Sefer Yirmiyah. There's no curses. But once he's dead, we curse him. And this is the idea that, of course, Shem Rishon Yirkev should be Mechai Kolod, as long as the person can do tshuva, we don't curse. Now coming back, time's running out, coming back, to the Mefarshim ask why every time we mention the Ovis we should bless them. What's the difference? If you have a look at the Rambam, says as follows. The Rambam says that this all applies when we mention them Yachat. The Rambam says Yachat. That means that when we're referring to the Rishoyim and Tzadikim together in one context, then you have to uplift and praise the Tzadik and downgrade the Rosh in order that people should understand what is the correct way to go. In other words, it's only when we're speaking about the two in the same context. So where we were discussing our Parsha Noach, Noach is in the context of the Anshei Amabel. The end of last week's Parsha was the evil of the Anshei Amabel. And now we're discussing Noach, Zeich Tzadik Lebrocha, and the Pesukim work together. It's all one possible. Zeich Tzadik Lebrocha, V'Shem Roshoim, Yirkev. When we have Tzadikim and Roshoim mentioned in the same context, praise the Tzaddik, and we shame the Rosh. And the same thing is with Avraham and Stoyim. Avraham and Stoyim, we're speaking about Stoyim and Avraham Avinu, both in the context of the same story. So we praise the Tzaddik, and we speak out the shame of the Rosh. And also when we speak about the Maish of the Megillah, you've got Mordechai Esther, and you've got Haman. In that sort of context, V'zeicha Tzaddik, Yisecha Tzaddik, Rocha, V'shem Rishoyim Yirkev. When you mention a Tzaddik as an individual, not in the context of Rishoyim, then it doesn't apply at all. I found the Marik says, I'll read out the Marik, Ze rak she mazkir es hatzadik eitzel inyan anshe doiroi horoshoim she obdu berishon. Kmama akosu shem tzadik lebrocha kasher shem rishoim yirkev. The Marek says explicitly it only applies when they're both mentioned within the same context. The last thing we'll just quickly finish off as to why we only invoke Seich Tzadik Lebrocha l'achamisa, not Mechayim. I think the answer is as follows. We've said, if we're correct, Seich Tzadik Lebrocha is only when it's within the same context of a Rosh. Now when we make reference to a Tzadik l'achamisa, generally speaking, that's not in the same context as a Rosh. There's no Yachad. And therefore I don't think the Seich Tzadik Lebrocha that we utilize has got anything to do with the Gemara in Yuma. I think it's something else entirely. And I'll give a suggestion. Furthermore, Zeich Tzadik Brach Mechayev, not to say Zeich Tzadik Brach Mechayev, Brach. We just say Zeich Tzadik Brach. And I'll add something else. When we speak about somebody who isn't known to be a Tzadik, we still say Zichroinoi Libracha Onav Hashalom. Why? The Poskim Mishnah only says Zeich Tzadik Libracha. So I think the titles that we give have got nothing to do with the concept of Zeich Tzadik Brocha that we've been discussing, which is only in context of a Tzadik with the Rosh. What is it? I think Pshat is as follows. The Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says, Mechabdoi b'chayov, Mechabdoi b'moisoi. And the Gemara says, how are you Mechabed b'moisoi? By saying, Zichroinoi, Nivrocha, L'chaye, O'ilam, Abo. And of course, if it's a Tzadik, we don't just say Zichroinoi, Nivrocha, we say Zeich Tzadik, Nivrocha. So the idea of saying Zeich Tzadik Brocha is the Bechina of Mechabdoi, B'moisoi. It's not the Zeich Tzadik Brocha that we've been discussing, and that will explain why Zeich Tzadik Brocha is only invoked la'chamisa and not mechai. Sorry.
Right, resume our issue summary, and we'll mention a couple of heures, which have got to do with last week's limit and maybe a couple of weeks ago. There is a question: is there here for a person to go to mikveh on Erev Shabbos? Halachically, it's not brought down in the Mechaber, neither is it brought down in the Gemur, and it's not brought down in the Mishkan either.
There's your answer.
There's your answer. But it is brought down in the Behetev, and it's also brought down in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down as a chiyuv on Erev Yom Tov. Yeah, and the Simunim and the Maariv Koymus are, I can bring you two, but the Masa, I've seen it carefully, it's not a halucha, but it's a hanhuga toive. But washing on Erev Shabbos and bathing on Erev Shabbos is a chiyuv mikadin, as brought down by the Machabe, as far as he limits it to Yudayim and Raglayim, but really there's a mitzvah of Chafifa as well, which means the entire head is washed. I can't say shampoo because he doesn't mention shampoo, especially in view of Arigas Aboisem, which I saw yesterday, ironically, with the word Arigas Aboisem, who says that using fragrant shampoo is. Won't go down. He says just plain water is the mitzvah chayiv. Of course, the Mechaber doesn't mention shampoo. I don't even know if they had shampoo in those days. They had probably ash or things like this. But there is a mitzvah to have a wash of the entire body and a hair wash too. And this is not a question of anhuga. This is brought down mamush halucha lemasa. Well, if the person wants to, is traveling on Friday or is has difficulty in having a haircut, what's about having it the Kuvvet Shabbos on Thursday, or shaving on Thursday, the Kuvvet Shabbos? Now, the question is particularly relevant today, because today is Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Chodesh is do a Rabchida Chuset that says that one shouldn't either cut one's nails on Rosh Chodesh, period, neither should one shave or have a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, period. So, if it's impossible to have a shave on Friday, either logistically or it's simply because of halachically, as we just explained. So if Rosh Chodesh is the closer you do it to Shabbos, to use the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the closer you do it to Shabbos, the closer in proximity to Shabbos that you have a shave or a haircut, that is shows it's more like Kuvvet Shabbos. to use his words, is kol kama de mikuruv leShabbos tefai male. The closer it is towards that zman, obviously it doesn't mean that you should sit down in the barber's chair 2 minutes before Shkia, because for that you've got to offer the Mishnah. But speaking about, practically speaking, that person, it's more noticeable, it's distinctive, it's indicative that the reason that he's doing it is because of the Kuvut Shabbos Kodesh. Toenails and fingernails should also not be cut on the same day. And it doesn't say the reason, it's a very spooky issue, and I'm quite determined, but it seems to be that it's got very much to do with the Chav Gedish, that because a person who's Nifter has...
The
Chavish in London says
it's not true.
Well, I checked with another Chavish, and he said that's exactly the reason why.
Yeah,
the masses, they do it the same day.
Cutting
and the toenails the same day.
I'm
not bringing any sources. I'm just saying that the mass is sequenced. Halucha, the mass is brought down that for living people, toenails Thursday, fingernails Friday, which is a perfect acronym I heard for my son.
It's
TT is toenails Thursday, FF is fingernails Friday. But the sequence is also brought down. Halucha, second left, second right, left, middle, right, and the same on the right hand too. Although people are always into the business of having the minhag of the Ariya Kodesh, and the Ariya Kodesh clearly did not practice this particular sequence with regards to cutting his nails. So, but the Masa is, there's lots of other things that Ari did which we also didn't do, so the Masa we can include one of these two. But there is a halucha at the end of this particular siman, which says that that Erev Shabbos can be a stressful experience in many households. I think there was a massive rodan here in Turgaway, but about a family which was undergoing terrible, terrible travails and problems. And I think it was a Chaim Kanievsky who spotted that it had something to do with what was going on in that household on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And then he told the whole family to come together, and they should be half an hour before this month, they should sit down and either speak about the Pasha or say some Tehillim together, and everything, all the problems stopped. But the Master, Aluchala, it's speaking like the stress which is there, it's got to do with the famous Mishnah that you passed this Mechiv to say Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmusha. It's Sartem, Iraftem, and he brings Hifrashtem Chale, and then Hadlike Saner. Now the first three are questions. The last one is an instruction. Hadlikus Saneh means that person leaves the house and says to his wife, please be so kind as to light the Shabbos Lechtlech Svetschpein. And I said softly because that is brought down Halucha Lemasa, that the person who speaks Benachas, Dimlachum Benachas Neshmue, and it would certainly be more meaningful for the woman to hear it from her husband softly, and not to add to the existing stress that's already there. Ike Chavez.
Chavez.
Chavez.